talk about the movie made on the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll always evaluate everybody, obviously, and if there's something we feel like may give us a better opportunity to have success wherever it may be, then we would, you know, not be opposed to doing anything. And, you know, we're going to see how that goes and evaluate it ongoing. This is not an anointment of anybody or, you know, or anything tremendously negative about Ben Hamilton. This is, we're just going to see if the, you know, this makes the situation any better. And if it does, then great. You know, we think that, like I said, we'll always do what's best for our team. And if this can help us, then, you know, we'll be happy with it. So, nothing other than that.
What do you like about Russ in that regard?
What do I like about him? You know, he's obviously played a lot of spots, and you know, he's tough and physical, and you know, not dissimilar to the rest of our linemen. Is very versatile, can do a lot of different things, moves decent, plays with great effort. So a smart player that is going to be able to be in the right spots and you know, help us up front. So, like I said, most of our linemen would fit the same description. So, we feel like he'll be competitive in there, and we'll see how it goes.
Coach, Washington's the last, ranked last in the NFL rushing the football. I believe the 32nd. What concerns you about the Redskins on Sunday offensively?
Well, you know, they're an explosive team. I mean, that's the number one thing. Santana Moss, you know, the backs have all made big plays. Fred Davis came in there for Cooley, caught 8 balls for 80 yards, you know, right away against the Eagles. You know, and they've got some young receivers that are doing things now, you know, that I'm sure they're very happy with. You know, they're getting better each week, Thomas. And so, you know, whether it be last in rushing defense, that's a statistic. But I think, too, sometimes the circumstances in their games have dictated that they throw the ball a little bit more. I don't really tend to look at, you know, all of those things because I think you can get caught up in saying, well, they can't run the ball. That's very untrue, you know. Got a good zone scheme. They'll continue to run the football like that. Not dissimilar to Oakland, who we played earlier in the year, in that they're going to run that stretch scheme and make you play very disciplined up front. And if you choose to take a play off or relax or, you know, run around a block or go behind a block, then they end up with a 50, 60-yard run. And, you know, all of a sudden now you're having a bad day in terms of your rushing defense. So they challenge your discipline. They challenge your ability to defend the deep part of the field with their passing game, their play actions, play off of their running game. And Campbell's got a big arm, and he can do a lot of things with it, you know, when they send people down the field. So, you know, we're going to have to be on top of our game and play disciplined football for 60 minutes on defense to handle them offensively.
Russ, some of the heavy formations, do you have to do other things now?
We can, but, we would not be opposed to using them in some of those situations also. We know the rules in terms of what we would have to do then. You know, if you replace a guy at the guard, then you have to come out for play and all the rest of it. I mean, you know, we understand the ramifications of those things, and that would not scare us away from doing that at all.
When you signed in Ty Law, I was wondering a little bit about Alphonso Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the point where maybe he is, I don't know, struggling to pick up the speed of the game, or how where is he at development-wise?
I think that all rookies you know, there's an adjustment period. And, you know, every one of them is going through a similar stage in terms of this season. You know, Darcell McBath has been a key component, you know, in our kicking game. But there were some mistakes that, you know, he's made recently where you say, you know, okay, is there something we need to be doing more with him? Same thing with Alphonso. Same thing with Moreno, Ayers. We've got a lot of them playing. And I think just getting used to how you have to play differently each week. This is not, you know, I mean, you can't just play the same in this game at this level and have the same amount of success. And I think that's one of the things that all the rookies have to get used to. You have to change your style. You can't play Hines Ward the same way you play a smaller receiver in the slot. You can't rush the tackles, you know, on defense as an outside rusher the same way each week either, because their strengths and weaknesses change, and you have to change your approach each week. And I think sometimes rookies have had success in college football doing something over and over and over again because maybe they're just a better player than everybody they're playing against. And I think that all of our rookies and every rookie each year that comes in, they go through that process of learning and trying to understand how much this game changes on a weekly basis. And they, you know, and some of them it takes a little while. And I'm just telling you, the defensive backfield position, the receiver position, some of those things that it require you to do the really fine details really well to have success, you know, those can be some positions that take you, you know, a little while to get used to, you know, because you're playing against fast players, big players, very good players, and everything happens so quickly at those two spots that, you know, it takes a special player to come in and just fit right in and play. And I think that's the same reason why you have so many receivers that come in very highly touted and then don't end up with, you know, the same type of success that you would have hoped for right away the first year, or, you know, and it takes them a little while. There is a learning curve. There's no doubt about it.
So passing grades on a rookie class, any type of grade in the first year would be good.
Well, it's just, I mean, look, we hope that all of them contribute to helping us win, and I think we're getting contributions from every one of them. I mean, you know, McKinley and Bruton and McBath and Quinn, and, you know, we've had a bunch of them active, you know, for a bunch of games this year. And, you know, and yet they're always going to make mistakes, you know, and if they can continue to progress and improve from those mistakes, I think then the product you're looking for is what are they doing, you know, in November and December. You know, is it much better than what they were doing in September and October? And if it is, then you've made some strides and you've helped your team improve, and you can use them more, you know. And if it's not, then, you know, you've got to make a choice of what to do during the course of the game, but you never stop trying to improve those guys individually and try to help your team. But, I mean, grades on draft classes sometimes are hollow if you try to do it too early.
Campbell's big arm. There were rumors circling around the Bay trade cover the Bears that maybe you were going to trade him to Washington for Campbell. Can you just kind of evaluate Campbell as a quarterback?
Sure. He's got you know, very good ability. He does have a big arm. He can run. He's got the second most rushing yards of any quarterback in football right now. You know, so he's dangerous in terms of keeping him in the pocket and making sure he doesn't get out of the pocket and make some plays. I think he ran for two or three first downs last week in the Atlanta game. He's tough. You know, he's taken some shots, gets back up, does it again. He'll stand in there and take a hit to make a throw, a key third down throw, red zone throw, whatever it may be. Throws the deep ball extremely well. That's one of the things to me that's maybe the most dangerous about this football team is how well he does do that. So, you know, with every quarterback, you know, you see strengths and weaknesses, and you know, hopefully we can try to limit the things that he does well, move out of the pocket, throw the ball deep, and try to harass him in the pocket as much as we can so that he doesn't have time to stand in there and do that.
Saints reach a halfway point on pace to set the scoring record.
Yeah.
This year, does that record mean much to you?
No. I mean, do I feel, was I happy to be a part of that team and do some of those things? Yes. I think all of those things, though, in sports are kind of created so that everybody can be excited about the team that's going to come along next and try to make a run at whatever it is. It doesn't make a difference if it was the most points or yards or baseball. I mean, you know, it seems like every year there's a new record that, you know, was standing for a long time that somebody breaks, and it's exciting to watch it. So I think those things are those things and numbers are put up there for the next group, a team, you know, next team, next player to go out there and outdo it and see how high they can set the bar, you know. So I think it'd be neat if they're chasing it and they can do it. I mean, that's something that's great. Sean Payton does a great job down there, and obviously they're playing really well.
Josh, at the point of the season, I know you've lost the last two, but 6-2, the big picture, you got to be pleased. I mean, 6-2 at the midpoint, just, you know, the big picture, the way the defense has come together, et cetera.
Well, I mean, you hope that in the first couple months of the season that you put yourself in position to be able to play your best football in November and December. And, you know, we all know that the teams that are going to be playing in January are going to be the teams that are playing well late. So we've put ourselves in positions to be competitive with our division, and that's ultimately what our goal is going to be. So, you know, we've got a lot of things to fix and improve, but, you know, I'd rather be 6-2 at this point than 2-6. And, you know, so we're going to move forward and try to get better and improve on that record.
Did you feel overall in the big picture with the way the defense was last year that overall you'd be as good, solid defense as you were?
We didn't ever put an expectation or a ceiling on any group, offensively, defensively, kicking game. I think we tried to acquire the best players we could that fit our system, put them together on the field, coach them as hard as we can, and then say, you know, when we get to the games, we're going to put together a plan and let them go out there and use their strengths as best we could. And I think that's what we've tried to do each week, and they've responded by playing decent. And they know they got some work to do, and we can play better than what we've played. There's no doubt about that. There's evidence on the film that we know we can play better longer than what we have, and that's our goal going forward.